Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
hole in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the range is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the bad slave is this.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you real just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Vision to me, if you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
let's
hear this shit,
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blown away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rock at the dawn, yes I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest ever since born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest ever since born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make your lips drop, knees not buckle and shake their hooves and make the wrong move. Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. You couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your boots will get cooked. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly robbers fly, giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, side your head. Ayo, I'm singing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Fox me because I'm foxy like Brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pumps fear in hearts. I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freak it, speak it in tongues. Put you on like Bonita Applebaum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck, swinging on the wax, striking them out like bats. Hats off, blast off. Watch me rock it, sock it to ya. Whatever it takes to do ya. Done, done. Top gun. It's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killings, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children cause they're illing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Hard at its past. Maybe you're listening to casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm missing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr., and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale, and people like Bobby Hutton, and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile, running, or they're even in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? What does he say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do to be the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing in no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this booze and booze out here, you can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Be matter for sitting yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is good, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, and Louis P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because you're always theorizing, you're always practicing, we're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the vanguard party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and people being revolutionary political power. That means people power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you got to do something. If you want it, you got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think he held it a minute, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know something that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that can be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a vanguard party, then this would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The vanguard party, the Black Panther Party, is the funniest developed vanguard party in the world that they saw oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. None of the pigs with us are known people right out of us, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same people, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I say to you, the first group to come aboard now, goddammit, when a people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you. You can see me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even being at all. Because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
other things like the comedy manifesto, this and that. This is for the streets, this is the ghetto manifesto. So let this be heard. Pull your partner, grab your girl, leave nothing behind. But this is a universal call, the geographical line.
Give me. Okay. Give me. Okay. Been a long time.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. Laughing at me.
Okay, free them all, right on. Y'all on YouTube is still kind of tripping. I just left one studio, back another studio, so y'all kind of heard me in somebody else's studio. That's why I was on for a minute, trying to re-get back on now. That's the issue. So YouTube Live is saying gone live. I don't think it's some of the Wi-Fi. I don't know what's happening. It's like it's buffering or something. But we're going to work this out. It's been a while, y'all. Bear with me. I'll cut with me. One shot of coffee. Okay. So YouTube is saying going live is still like it's buffering. Oh, look, I'm with coffee all over here. I'm going to get a reality show to follow through a day. Man, you don't, man. I really had planned on doing like a real soul-bearing show today. It's been a while since we've been on. Kind of wanted to vent on a few things, but I need this for my therapy, you know, to be therapeutic, you know what I'm saying, in regards to this program here. So forgive, I just heard this, okay. I'm trying to let this come in right now, you know what I'm saying. Yes, okay, right on. Reverend Jay, right on, brother. Trustee Jones, who that? It's still on this side of the dirt, still swimming, ain't drowned as yet, you know what I'm saying? But, man, we've been off the air for a while, been ripping and running, man, you know what I'm saying? So many ups and downs, man, but still swinging, though. Yes, indeed. Hope it's good. You're in as well, my brother. Yes, indeed. I'm going to go on the road because I got a few people calling in, and there's a few things I had on my mind I want to touch on. So, you know what I'm saying, I want to touch on, but if y'all forgive me, because I don't know what's going on with my live on YouTube. I don't know what's happening with that. I'm live on YouTube on Intellectual Radio. I don't know what's going on with this here thing here, man. It's just like it's buffering. I'm going to go on the road. Call list be coming in at 929-477-3785. Just say waiting for Chairman Fred. Okay, what's happening? Y'all forgive me, because I really want all. This kind of goes to something I want to get off my chest anyway, too. I had a discussion of the day. And I'm not the best with this technology, man, but look at this thing. Last time I'm offline, I don't know what's going on. Thing is really messing me. Chat disconnected. I mean, it's really messing me up. It's really revolutionary. Greetings to you as well. Free them all, comrade. I'm going to cut up and come back in this here. This kind of reemphasizes the struggle I had with the cat the other day. I'm going to get a few calls in, because I know once I get the road, I get the release, and it's going to be a lot of stuff off my chest and that's what I haven't talked about in a while. I'm going to take a chance and cut out of this and then cut back in. I'm going to shoot the dice on this. I hope Mama Dorothy calls in. It's just saying going buffering. Leave this site. Okay, y'all. Press one more time. And call us, y'all. Come on, call in 200 minutes. Okay, take that in. Free them all radio. Can he call us in queue? Let me do our introduction first. Then I know we have a few things we have to talk about. Haiti. Those are calling in too. Let me take from this flyer. Who got the flyer? Okay. Okay. said to him. Hopefully, I come on right now. God forgive you. See what it do. Now, guys. Okay. Now, say we live. All right. Here's up. Let's open the fist. Clinch off to another edition of Free 'Em All Radio. It's been a while since we've been on. Well, come on in. Call in 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Also, you can call it 708-223-8953. It's been a while, so a little rusty, man, but we're going to get this here. Let me get a few PSAs up off my chest. People service announcements. One, definitely extend revolutionary condolences. Remember the Illinois Chapter Black Panther Party, Joan Gray, just got word of her passing, her transition. When it's the revolutionary condolences, club and community condolences. Joan Gray, also Mama Ayala, was the wife of Herman Ferguson. The dynamic, Pam Africa, I mean, I just talked, you know what I'm saying, power couple, man, you know, long history fighting back. And the funeral services for her said to be in North Carolina. I may be there. The word was I'm supposed to be there, so I'm waiting on, you know, confirmation on that. I mean, I suppose be over there for the services of her. Again, Mama Ayana, y'all may have heard, you know what I'm saying, her and Herman Ferguson, power couple, you know, and freedom fighters. We're going to talk about a number of things. State of emergency declared in Haiti. State of emergency declared in Haiti. State of emergency declared in Haiti. Also, case of Isaac Goodlow III, Carol Stream. Isaac Goodlow III. So what I'm saying is you might want to type some stuff in, do some background research. Isaac Goodlow III murdered in Carol Stream inside his bed. You want to type in, you did it on that. Isaac Goodlow III. Also, Super Tuesday, in regards to the who they got set to be running for, background. I don't understand what's going on. Can you see me, though? You see me? Okay, so the black screen on the background. If it is, we're not going to major minus. You know what I'm saying? If it's a black background, well, as long as you can see me on there, I'm not, you know, so we're not going to major minus. We got to work with them. You know, it could be, you know, the county insurgency or just some technical things I'm not familiar with. But I got to do what I got to do. I hate to say that word, I. Got to do what I got to do. Got to work what we got to work with. This kind of goes into a discussion I want to talk about, too. Also, Councilman Eric Mays, Flint, Michigan. And we'd all, you know, say long live Councilman Eric Mays, Flint, Michigan. We just went down to express our condolences to him after we left Detroit. We rolled down to Flint, Michigan, touched down members of Defense Captain Mark Clark's family. Phenomenal discussion, some more stuff that happened, you know. But Eric Mays, obviously he just passed away. I think he took him out, you know. And even how you assess things, you know, tells your political viewpoint. We're going to talk, those are the subject matters we said to talk about. But I'm first and foremost, want to get that up, you know what I'm saying, get that out there. We have any callers in queue as of now?
Free 'em all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free 'em all.
Read them all. A few minutes ago, got a call. Let me tell you, I'm talking about earlier today, too. Let me know that call in queue, because I know once I get on this, it's going to be rolling. Got a call a few minutes ago, Mama Dorothy, who I love, respect. And she was saying she was at an event at Precious Blood Church. And it was asking these young brothers and, you know, ancestors, like, name someone that impacted their life. And she said a young brother had said something to the fact that he said Sherman Fred Hampton Jr. And Mama Dorothy had called me, and she had said something to the fact that, well, she gonna put him on the phone with me. I said, well, I'm about to do the radio show. Come on. She said, okay, we'll call later. I said, no, not call later. Call into the radio show. Have him on the radio show. This is not, you know, I said I wanted to vent earlier. Sometimes people, you can vent, but this is not what this is designed to do. This is a program. This is a program of the Black Panther Party Clubs. Some, like, you had the free breakfast program. You may have, somebody may have come there just to get a, meet a woman or meet a guy, but it was a program, it was a survival program. This is a communication, you're saying? This is to dispense information. It's also for inspiration. Many times we have one-on-one conversations. The deal is we're trying to set a revolutionary climate, where we can have, you're saying, that is that you don't feel isolated or peer pressure, you're saying? But now I'm not ego-tripping. It's important for this young brother to call in so people can make connections. We want you to call in about your cases. It's not just say, okay, wowsy, wowsy me, but to set a climate. So many things are subjective, or the police killed my son, so to make to give you a political connection. You know what I'm saying? Similar to the way Minister UEP Newton assessed the situation in regards to do the correlation. From the occupying army, the U.S. troops in Vietnam and other places abroad, through that correlation to the police, the occupying army within our communities. If you're just going through and you see a situation, you say, oh, it's war on crime, police always fucking us up. But the politics gives you an ability to, you know what I'm saying, that transcends geographical borders, language borders, you know what I'm saying? And to draw that correlation. It also helps with your sanity. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say, man, I thought I was going through this. I didn't see it. You know, see nobody put, you say, well, the police killed my cousin. I thought because she was a Virgo. I thought because, you know, since she had dropped out of high school. The politics gives an analysis, you know, it's an objective analysis. You know what I'm saying? So we need that, you know what I'm saying? The deal is we only can go as far as we are limited, because without this important ingredient, this is important for revolution. The most important ingredient is the people. I just, the brother may be listening, or we to go play in Michigan. I had a struggle. We had some real intense, dialogue, you know. I want to shout out to brother A.J. Carr. Y'all seen him? He played the movie Judas and Black Messiah, Power, Chicago PD and some others. Phenomenal young brother. So we was down in Flint. I'm touching and going, so jump in. You don't want to jump in before the phone call. And lo and behold, I was having a conversation with a brother. He's probably listening. This is no slight on this other brother. This is not A.J. Carr. It's another brother. And somehow the conversation came up, and we were discussing, and it kind of blew me back that he said he considered Black Lives Matter was a revolutionary organization. I grew up in a subjective household. I grew up in that you thought people took things for granted. We took things for granted. I recall the Stateville prison, and I remember them showing the Spike Lee's version of Malcolm X. And I remember this brother upstairs from me in the gallery, stayed there. And he said, man, that's what happened to the dude. That's how he got killed. And I said, man, you don't know what happened to Malcolm X? And you know what I'm saying? And I remember calling my mother from prison, from the concentration camp. I said, maybe we're subjective. It was a foregone conclusion. And it's no slight, no subjective. But you know, so when the brother, we used to have a discussion, he said that to me. And I said, what are you assessing? You know, tonight? So I said, let me go first. And I could ask different questions about, you know, who was a revolutionary. And he said, I said, what do you see as a revolution? And he was saying this thing about, you know, your mind. It was a subjective assessment, and it blew me away. And see, there's a definition for a gangster, for a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Now, just because a cat hustle does not mean he's a hustler. It's a politics that goes with that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people become vague about certain definitions. I know this is the climate. But be what you want to be, you know, saying pronouns and so on and so forth, and whatever your mind says, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, most cases, you can assess something by like external factors, how it does relate. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might say, in your mind, you might say, you feel like I'm a Crip. And then, but the dynamics of certain contradictions are necessary, you know what I'm saying, to really balance and see that. Like, you know, blood. You know what I'm saying? How Lenin of the Russian Revolution, he said, you know, we define things how you view the state and the state views you. How you view the state and how the state views you. That's like a litmus test for you. You come out and say, man, you know, you say, okay, they all subject to mind. Don't wash up or something and say, man. I'll give you an example. I forgot this judge's name. This is a response to the conditions in the isolation. And the deal was that the decision came down, I think the Supreme Court justice said, that when you are in isolation, when you're not around other people, after what, there's no way of defining what you define, you know what I'm saying, cleanliness, you clean, you know, so you need that dynamic. You know, so in your own subjective mind, you might say, man, I don't smell nothing. Let me confess to you. There are times where I be around dogs so much. Like literally. You know what I'm saying? Half the house that, you know what I'm saying? I really do not even smell the dogs. Like literally, you know what I'm saying? Man, the dogs are, what? You know what I'm saying? Because that's the time I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get away from these for a minute. I'm just around dogs. And then, you know what I'm saying? And it's subjective. It becomes a desensitized that smell. When you go other places, whoa, now I pick up on a different smell. That, you know what I'm saying? I need that contradiction. So it's revolutionary. You know what I'm saying? And I said, this is a necessary ingredient. This is not nothing. So the brother, they were saying, well, we understand how you feel. It's not subjective about how I feel. Lord, when you go, there's certain things that may suffice in a certain period of time, like I think with the car. You might can switch transmit fluid from brake fluid, you know, in a certain time. However, that not negate that two different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Were reactionary in revolution organizations such as the Black Panther Party. Those who are not revolutionary, you know what I'm saying? And it may go for a while, it may suffice. But don't think you can take that, you know what I'm saying? You can take that ingredient out and put it in another dynamic and say, okay, well, this work there. You have to put, you know what I'm saying, put it in context. What were you working with, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb. But you can get so confident and say, well, man, that really sufficed. That's the fight for my brake fluid at the time. And so I'm going to use it for other cars. And this is not, this really is brake fluid. No, there are certain, you had a revolutionary period just during the 1960s. You know, it was a climate with certain discussions about what's going on in Vietnam. Well, how do you think about the Tet Offensive? You know, the Philippines, Africa. You know, the lines, you know, of demarcation. That's the state opposed to now. These are reactionary times. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So climate and impact so many different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And so, and a lot of people who have no frame of reference, you know what I'm saying? This is a reality, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I remember I was going to Oakland one time, and I was explaining to him, I said, man, I'm going to miss this flight because the wings on the plane are frozen. And he was like, what? It was no frame of reference how it being that cold. You're trying to talk about a revolutionary organization, something who has no frame of reference of that. None. And when people tell you, well, I read this book, that's reinforcing the point that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Some people, as crazy as this sounds, have never seen a black man. No frame of reference of it. Never seen a black woman. Cats was struggling one time. Guess who, you know what I'm saying? We do coalition work, you know what I'm saying? And some people have even mistaken them as being revolutionary, you know what I'm saying? And one cat said to another cat, he said, hey, man, when I was going at them ladies, I was doing it as a tactic. He said, but the disrespect you showed them women, them black women, it showed me, man, you really have an issue with black women. He said, man, and the other guy said, man, I got 8 kids. What do you mean by that? Dude said, man, I know all they mamas. Again, you have never had a black woman. You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of times I think Chairman Fred used the term, a heck of a tune talked about that. Okay, you're talking about the Judge Hoffman in the case when case when Chairman Bobby Seale was chained and gagged in court. Now, a lot of people took Chicago 7, Chicago 8, depending on what their political interest is, how they assess that. This is a Democratic convention. And Chairman Fred was talking about, I think Judge Hoffman said, man, this individual is not even qualified to judge our chairman. This is Chairman Fred talking about the Chairman Bobby Seale. He said, man, you say different jobs you're brought back up to be reevaluated. You know what I'm saying? Are you able to do this, so on and so forth? He said, this judge is not capable. And he was like, man, he said, you know, you go in there, you see him with the robe on. You say, well, man, you automatically, you draw the foregone conclusion that his facilities are in place. His, you know what I'm saying? He can make some decisions, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? And then he said, he said, just because a monkey drives a car does not make it a human being. And see, dude, a lot of times race in particular, and this had most of the, you know, the sense of race and class. I mean, I was struggling with sister one time. This is no slight. I was talking to Kanye West. I said, very intelligent. I said, serious issue. Her husband said, well, no, I don't. I said, you mean to tell me if this guy pulled up on you for an Uber ride with them boots on, You want to question his mental stability? You know what I'm saying? See, certain, you can, you know what I'm saying, you can clone certain things and throw out certain dynamics. Not to the ruling class. You can, you know what I'm saying, you can dress it up. But that does not change the internal organs. Of, you go to the store, the mannequin, you know, can have all the different features of a human being, but does not make it a human being. You know what I'm saying? And then, and also, if you add to the fact, a lot of people, that thirst, that frame of reference, like you're saying, like a mirage, you start seeing, in fact, you start making it something it ain't to be. When in fact, it was a thing, we was locked up. We would use this term, like you'd be locked, we'd be so hungry. We would use, man, what you eat? I'm eating a dream sandwich. We would, they would be dream sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? And it would, and it was suffice for us to keep us to keep us moving. But you know what I'm saying? But the reality would hit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no, this ain't food. You know, it's one thing if that suffice for you as an individual in certain locations, certain places you can sell certain snake oil. You know what I'm saying? Certain places you can, you can run. Man, this is a leader. You know what I'm saying? It was just, so this is a man, this is a woman. It's certain things that can, you can suffice it in that jail cell by yourself with those hunger pains. That may suffice for you. You know, and believe me, it's to help me over sometimes, that dream sandwich. Now, the problem is you get so emboldened and you by yourself, you start going other places. You start talking other, hey man, I trade you my sandwich. Give me, God, that you get this sandwich for $2. People looking, some people, they might go for, you might can do that. You might can sell that snake oil. You might can say, this is a revolution. You might can say, revolutionary organization, this is blah, blah, blah. Certain things, certain contestants, it won't go. At certain times, it won't go. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's the ruling class. They can sell certain things, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, regardless, you know what I'm saying? Because power impacts your ability. You know, like it's a lot of, children, you know what I'm saying, they bring in their resources, their money, selling drugs, you know what I'm saying? Their mother said, well, maybe he won the lottery, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? But then a certain reality start hitting in. You know, you have to confront it. You know what I'm saying? So these are what we refer to as contradictions. This is what we refer to as contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And we welcome contradictions. A lot of people say, we don't want to talk about that. We want to, you know what I'm saying, let's not have that. Let's have, you know what I'm saying? And if you... Somebody's going to put forward that luxury, again, be in this bubble. We welcome contradictions. In fact, we do more than that. We say, let's heighten the contradictions. Let's have this built in. Let's see who is who. Let's see what is what. Because at some point in time, the rubber meets the road. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be confronted with certain dynamics that will endanger, you know what I'm saying, impact history, impact people's lives. You know what I'm saying? And that's the dynamic, you know, that we're talking about. That's what we're talking about today. We're also talking about Haiti.
Free
Marshal, come in.
We have Deputy Field Marshal on the line.
Free Marshal, welcome to Free Marshal Radio. So, Free Marshal. Free Marshal, welcome to Free Marshal Radio. Free Marshal, chap. Free Marshal, welcome to Free Marshal Radio.
We good? Can you hear me?
Remo, yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Man, you popping it, chat. You start saying that like being around certain stuff, even like with us, like, man, I'm so glad you back from Africa in so many ways. Glad you went too, though. Because even like us, we be needing this, but man, the freedom, man, we be losing, man, we needing this to get us back on point of who we is, too, you know. Without this podcast, which is just grateful, and Clifton, salute to you and Mama Conrad, man, for carrying on that legacy and teaching us out here. Like you said, before, I had no frame of reference to even self growing up until I got, man, with this politics. We ain't had no frame of reference. We ain't no difference between a gangster or a revolutionary, man, with this. So just want to Clifton, salute to you and Mama Conrad and, man, keeping these politics going. So we even had this, man, we growing up, like you say, we only had two choices, what, to be a Bango or a Boy Scout. And, man, we to give these youth and the people in general just another choice to understand what it is to be a revolutionary. Mother had no frame of fucking reference, like period. Like, it's crazy. And you'd be like, I wasn't there with the conversation yet, but I can imagine just going throughout just day-to-day struggles and stuff like this. But, man, just like I said, just glad that we back on the radio, man, on the Free MR radio program. Yeah, man, it's needed.
Right on. And let me say this, I want to bet my soul, but I want even like the Free MR radio. This is not used to the end of the show. The revolution is on our own terms. What I mean by this, they think it's just, okay, it just happened, there's so many things to struggle to get pull this off. And ideally, that of self-determination. I was speaking today at I got a phone call from the son of a brother who impacted my life. And this brother, is a youngster. He impacted my life. And he don't even know how much he impacted my life. His son goes to this school. It's like a training program. And they called. I said, "Well, I'm gonna do that." And in fact, it tricked another brother who impacted my life. I remember different incidents. I wanted to go make sure I touched down with him, But today I went to the school today, and when I got there, I walked in. I assessed the room as soon as I come through the door. My life depends on it. A lot of people will say that thing is your Virgo. I recognize that certain conditions such as crack cocaine, penitentiary, generational damage, that trumps your astrological sign. That trumps it. It's a different in the Gaza Strip. You can have a blanket assessment on this is the Muslim community. After going through the degrading strip searches, searches and what happened? It's going to be a different assessment of not only that generation, generations to come. When you show you what they call, the crack, they call it crack babies, crack generation. We don't like that term. A community of people being demoralized. The dynamic of impact, who I love and respect for, Pac would do certain things he didn't have to do. No, it's in him. You can't come from a generation. You can't come people. That was in an organization that kissed the casket, tangled with torture and danced death, and not just kissed the casket, tangled with torture and danced, but for somebody else. Here's a different feeling.
Yeah.
I told this kid like, yeah, me too. I be respect. All respect. With two jobs of being a missionary. That's the most difficult job of a revolutionary.
Yeah.
But I tell you, you say, what a payoff at? I look at myself and say, certain moves. We weren't even planning on going to Flint. In Detroit. Got the word about Eric Mays. Say, man, let's give both $2. We hit the road one of Eric Mays. Because the commitment, the symbolism of Eric Mays is counseling. You know what I'm saying? And see,
yes, sir.
The politics of it. And a lot of people can't say, I don't see the financial benefit of it. The impact and what type of people it produces. You can see what I'm saying? That child said to them at school, he said, man, you can't afford it. I'm not ego-tripping. But again, we talking about real models, not role models. How it impacts. I spoke the other day. I sympathize with people who don't know who a Sekou Odinga is.
Man.
I sympathize for them. For those who don't know, who was locked up. Again, one of the cases he had was going to assist to liberate Asylum Shakur from the concentration camp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, it's a just that has never even seen a rap group. Not a rapper, a rap group. So a group of people who have to be disciplined. I said, okay, that's glad. Let me be cool. Let me check out. Quit saying something. Hold on. But no, that's going to mess the structure up. You know what I'm saying? Let alone
institutional
organization. See, there are certain things. I was telling the brother back in Flint. I'm going back to the school thing today, also. I said, listen, people just say, I told you today, the teacher, she said, I came and spoke today. When I come into school, I assess the room like this. Richard Pryor says the peopleologist. I like that term. So when I come in, I'm able to pick out certain forces. So you got, these cats 20, 30 years old, some cats are going, well, is he a Virgo? Is he a Christian? Is he a Muslim? I'm watching the body language. Because, see, especially with the colonized community, people who are oppressed. And so I use that term. Sometimes I got to go there. And I say one term that I hate to acknowledge. I heard two people say this term before, and it hurt when it cuts when they say it. I know it, but I don't like saying it. In fact, I'll tell you who's got Taharka Bay on this podcast and an actress, Jennifer Lewis. We are conquered people.
Conquered. Damn.
We dead damn right. Yeah.
Damn.
It hurt to say it.
Yeah.
It hurt to say it. It hurt to say it. And when you come in, when I say terms like stand down or I'm trying to, with dignity, trying to maintain the front to keep us alive, you know what I'm saying, for general, the process of it. You know what I'm saying? My man works so much, I move on an officer for my office, for the office of Dayton. To keep that structure keeps me who I am. Revolution is my religion. And see, without it, you need, see, when you have nothing to stand, nothing you believe in.
Yeah.
You might get suffice, but you never comes out who or what you are. You know what I'm saying? Some of you can make it, but I'm under contested conditions with any weakness, any, where motherfucker can pull any stunt. The hijack with the, you know what I'm saying? The legacy. Thanks for not coming to this classroom. So you got one guy, he's laying back, you know, slouching on his cell phone wall. So when I started speaking, I said, hey, my man, check this out. All due respect, I'm up. I said, man, he's the phone up, you know. Well, he, you know, put the phone. I said, let me preface with this first. I'm not getting paid to come here today. This ain't no community service. I don't have no parole I'm on. I got to do this here. I'm here for one. A young brother told me to come out here. I had to get gas money, borrow some gas money. To get, second of all, try to treat me like you treat white folks. You go take your motherfucking ass in courthouses. Have some motherfucking respect. Sit on your hands. What the fuck you got to do? So you can see his body language. Like I tell people with children, they had a room or something. So like I tell people with children, that motherfucker will corrupt the crops. I say, if some people want to grasp this here, they're in their beginning stages, like a fetus. They're not strong enough. Like you garden certain weeds and choke certain other tomato vines. It ain't strong enough to hold on its own. You got motherfuckers that will corrupt the crops. Move them to a padded room or wherever you got to go. So she takes them out. She talks to him. She asks, she'll take him out. She asks me that out. See, all this is, see, the words are important. So she talks to him. So he goes out. So I'm talking to the youth and everything. He comes back in, still with an arrogance. Tell him how your father, for 21, how he wasn't caught on drugs. You don't know drugs. He, you know, how intelligent he was. Could you, do this? I'm going to address that in some more things also. I say, well, I ain't know if my folks took that boy out there to breastfeed him. I ain't know if my dad to breastfeed him or what. I say, let me explain the system to y'all. Let me explain the climate. Because I tell people to look at individuals. See, Chairman Frere was not an individual. He's like, you know what I'm saying? He's a revolutionary. And you must have an organization and people to be, you know what I'm saying? That's revolution. Ain't no individual making no motherfucking change. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can be a, you know what I'm saying? I'll be calling me. I say, don't get me wrong. I'm a physically big guy. You know what I'm saying? I get out. But the people. Is the most important ingredient. So, let me try to give y'all a timeline, put things in context what the 60s was like. I say, we want this romanticism about it. When you ask this young child to come outside, and I told you, I said, take his motherfucking ass to a padded room. See, in 1960, Malcolm on the front of a Life magazine. A girl on the channel had a 45 of her daddy head. And they said, why are you doing it? She said, he betrayed the revolution. He betrayed the revolution. It was the climate. Well, a generation told their parents who had recently got to the up north, we love you, mom and daddy, but we ain't up with them white Jesus on the motherfucking walls. We've been a stand and fight for our people. Love you. This was just past going down. Shout out to the people, no matter who it's sent. And Shannon Frey said about fallen comrade Larry Roberson. He said, "What be my father, wherever it be. Wherever it be. I'm committed for this to this hill." So,
yes, sir.
This is a revolutionary period we're talking about. Movies had, they had to up the end. You had the disciples say, "We're not a black disciple." Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they did something. Well, you know what? That's kind of like a better name. You had to listen to anyone with a Black Star Ranger because of Black Peace Star Nation. You think, go look at the names of children, and they'll tell you what type of peers you're dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go look at the names of children, and that tell you, know what I'm saying? I people say, well, I look at how women are treated. Look at the names. They tell you what type of climate you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're talking about, see the timing. You know what I'm saying? How you, the enemy was up. Revolution different than a war. So we have this discussion today. I said a necessary ingredient is not listen, to come in. I tell you, every meeting I go to, I don't come in with a foregone conclusion. Now I'm going that we're going to agree. I don't come in with a foregone conclusion. I'm going to leave that alive, but they're going to leave that alive. We're going to be clear. It's going to be clarity. You know that? I don't
get no
stuff with their last name, man. Who they connected, none of that shit. Because the deal is, if you one lady say, "Well, Chairman, this young brother don't know who you is." I say, "He's incapable of knowing who I am." I say, "Why?" I say, "Because he don't know who the fuck he is." So you need a frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? There's a thing with just a microphone. You need to know this. You got context. No, so you come in with a basic assessment. You know what I'm saying? To come in and say, "Okay, I know this. I may not." Like one cat told me, he said, "Man, how you know that person is got mental issues, Chairman?" I said, "Do you know what sanity is?"
Ooh.
He said, "Do you know what sanity is? We can work from there." You know what I'm saying? See, you might come in a certain place, you say, "Okay, I don't know this thing. Okay, but do you know what a man is?
Yeah.
Do you know what a woman is?" Then a man is premature. You can't go to no block club party. And you don't know your motherfucking home address. It's premature. It's premature. You can't go out there to my that's at a block park. Well, you live that way. You know, I stay out here. You know, I believe the earth. We all together. We human. Oh, motherfucker, you fuck. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, you perfect picking. You perfect picking. See, when I was in Cook County Jail, the guard in Division 6-2-Q, she came on the deck and she asked them, "Who is that man? Who is he that he can go on the lower deck with the vice lords, the middle deck with the black gang, top deck with the stones, and see who wrote all y'all? Who is he?"
Hmm.
I said, "Was he cool?" No. I said, "Does she speak English?" "Yeah, okay, we don't need a translator. I'm Chairman Fred Hampton."
Yes, sir.
And the Black Panther Party comes. Yeah. I'm clear. It was a joke they made about me in the penitentiary. They said, "Man, he can go to the Muslim service. Hebrew service, disciple meeting, vice lord meeting, and he'll come out Chairman Fred." Probably said, "Well, we all get no. I don't recommend. I don't recommend. I don't recommend that motherfucker eat Chinese food. Because if you don't know who you are, it's certain places where I told a guy in Joliet Penitentiary he came in. I would see him every day. He on different galleries, doing different groups. We had structure. It was certain galleries that if you went on certain galleries, we knew what you was on." "Here you go. I feel you had the bullshit." Certainly, it was a structure. A lot of people said, "Well, we should just get all together. All of us should come together. We should just get lava lamps and all the prisoners be on the same." I said, "Yeah." I said, "This is your first time locked up, my man." I said, "Man, this might be your first time outside of your home. Because in the real world, it's some shit that goes on. Prison, as many as UEP News said, is a microcosm of the outside community. Prison is a microcosm of the outside community. And a lot of people, they've been spoiled. They've been breastfed. They've been in their own bubble. That's one thing like even narcotics to get you, detaching from the real world. And that's cool in your own bubble. Sell them dream sandwiches and, you know what I'm saying? It's a real deal repercussions that come down. I told that young cat, "Listen, man. I see you walking around, you trying to find your identity. This is the wrong place to look for one because there's some motherfuckers that will give you one. Yeah. They can smell it. I told this sister one time who was steady spoiling her son, breastfeeding. I said, sister, all due respect. The milk that you leave around on his mouth is bulls out here in this motherfucking jungle that eat that, eat it up. Your baby in this world here. You know what I'm saying? And these certain things that knife can't, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. You know what I'm saying? It won't suffice, man. We're going to talk about the state of mercy in Haiti. We want to talk about why is Haiti steady being, what's the police, not from a reactionary something like now, is what's going on in Haiti. That anything you want to look at, when you want to talk about dogs, when you want to talk about people, you must take a historical and political analysis. When you want to talk about music, you want to talk about any dynamic, you can come in with this surface assessment, you're going to shortchange. And it may work in certain places. And some people don't want to have this conversation. Some people want to just say, I just want to know about the sausage. I don't want to know about the sausage factory. I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know how it was made. And that's cool. But the deal is there's certain people have to deal with the gut state of emergency that's had in Haiti. It's all the prisoners just breaking out. Or it's the historical context. Hey, in 1801, history, Haiti being the first black republic, free republic. I'm talking about, the sisters don't forget nothing. See, even the process when they kidnapped us from Africa, it was certain ones who didn't get past Haiti. So rebellious, leave them right in Haiti. You know what I'm saying? You look at the Dominican Republic, there's a different mindset. You say, wait a minute, this was the same island. Well, they get more resources. So what's going on? Politics. Everything.
Yeah.
You look at Haiti. Why people in certain places, even Cuba, that can get they'll allow entry in the United States. Haiti has always been given a blockage. Always.
Yeah.
Then you start pushing. You say, whoa, who is this cat? Toussaint Louverture. And you look at the different class. You look at the dynamics. Even the French had told him to come meet with him. And they pulled him into jail. You start going a little deeper. You say, hold on. I'm getting a feel on it. I ain't all the way there yet. I'm starting to see what's happening here. You start looking at the history. So you say, whoa, who is this cat? Dessalines. You start doing what happened to him. They sent the French and trying to make a deal with him. Said, listen, we give you this certain land. So man, he said, man, Dessalines say, Cooper Top Boulake. But those translator, that man got down, he told the French, oh, they motherfucker had to burn their house. French, France, U.S. imperialism, and others have never forgotten. Yeah, switch it up there once now. Get a shake on it. Put some neo-colonials on their colonialism so you ease for them. It's okay, man. Put some black faces in half places. Give them Papa Doc Duvall. Come on, baby Doc Duvall. Oh, yeah, we put finally some black representatives over here. We finally made it. Who's pulling the strings? And see, even in the generation, like you, I mean, I think it's different. Even if it's not in the forest and tent culture class. Oh, DMX, who I love. Oh, man. I want the discussion to come up even now when he always talks about somebody who got him hooked on drugs. I think this prime time right now. You know what I'm saying? Need to come out, you know what I'm saying? Soldier. Well, you're old man. But you look at the conditions, you know what I'm saying? Reactionary. Look, soldier. My man. So well, you know how he made the incorrect assessment. At Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? When they brought Jay-Z on his vice, I think president, the vice president. He said, man, it was running through the music. Man, inmates running the building. That's what I'm saying. They are in the penitentiary a lot of times. The front that you are giving control, you know what I'm saying, somebody that looks like us is put in play. But even deeper, not to get personal, keep it political. You have to look at the machinery, the machine. It's not. Even if individuals want to do something, people talk about, what you think about this? Was this policy? What's going on in Chicago? You know what I'm saying? With Mayor Johnson? What's going on in New York? When you see something that's happening on a large scale, I'm talking about state to state, you just say, well, wait a minute, man. There's something. This, you know what? This discussion. Oh, let me put my math book away and get some calculus Let me get some geometry. See, this, I thought this was an addition problem. This is bigger than this. But no, I just want to keep my man in Chicago. I just want to do it. I don't care about what else. Listen, wait a minute. There's something else going on here. This, you know, when you see something like a, you say, you wake up tomorrow and you see, you say, man, they got fires happening all over there. In New Orleans, Mexico, you say, okay, well, that's what it's about, the trees over there. They said, no, it's in Alaska. You say, whoa, Alaska, wait a minute. There's some other stuff going on here. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's sometimes, you look at, you know, I tell people, certain organizations, you look at, you man, listen, you don't see that they tell me the psychological profiles and all these motherfuckers. I say, if I join a motherfucking organization, everybody's a Capricorn, I'm saying, hey, hold up, Jack. Hold on. What's the odds of this shit? You know what I'm saying? So, to put it in correct, you know what I'm saying, Haiti, back down to Haiti, the history of it, gasoline, the resistance of it, you know what I'm saying, they have never forgotten. And I say it made with the core of it, you know what I'm saying, it may morph, you know, it may ease up. And like, even a revolutionary, it humbles me. It's certain things I tell people, when I was locked up in prison, I made it clear. I'm not on no furlough. I'm limited. I'm limited. I'm in isolation. I'm limited. But you know what I'm saying? And I just, so my connection to the, and I'll acknowledge it, certain things, like even Field Marshal George Jackson talked about, it was certain things he couldn't assess at the outside community, but he was still part, not only part of, but a major representative of a revolutionary organization. And that's what's perfect, yeah. Though, when you listen to certain individuals, you can't do. So they even, a revolution, even when you're dead, your politics, what you represent, it inspires people with certain ways. They say, no, that's not that. It's just, and Park was proud of that organization dynamic. He needed. That's why he had an affinity for structure and people. I kept talking, man, why would he go talk to the gang? You can't come from a cloak. See, you can't do that. South Korea, they would have motherfuckers out there for three generations. You do your time. You pack them. Hey, man, I'm gone, y'all. I'm doing my time. I'm going to check. I'm through. They stopped at the gate. Where you going? I did my time. Oh, no. You can start working on procreate now because we can weed this shit up out of your motherfucking ass. You got three generations to get it. Yeah, because this year is so embedded. And see, a certain time, you know what I'm saying? You meet mother to a man, I'm going to get a quick fix. This shit didn't happen to us overnight. So you go back and look at the history of Cuba, Haiti. You know, people in New York, man, Dominican Republic, they be tripping. They think they better. You think it's some shit because they Virgos and cops. This the politics of holding a certain class of people over another class for generations.
Yeah.
But so showing images of you're beautiful, these ugly, for generations. I said, wow, it's ingrained in you. Because your politics, even if it's switched, you'll come back to your sister. No, that's pretty. This ugly. Even though it don't make no logical sense. Pablo's dog. You would go stay in the cage, your damn. You would say, I use this example. I grew up in the city of Chicago, fried fish and chicken joints, all everywhere you look. I was fucked up in Flint, Michigan, to go to a fried fish joint, and they said, what would you like? Would you like orange roughy? I said, what the fuck is that?
Huh.
I was up. Because I'm another plantation. And I thought all fried fish joints, Jack found the perch to catch. That's it. And would have been hard pressed with it. And you could have talked, I'm in a joint, they orange roughy. I'm like, what? Same lot of people like, man, which ain't nobody. Ain't that mother never seen no organization. They stand up and get a life for us. They've seen some hustlers. They've seen some males and females. I was never seen no motherfucking organization of black people. They've seen some black faces. When you said you know who put the motherfucking string. Yeah. And they go and you draw the foregone conclusion that they have seen that. You talking to them and they looking at you with motherfucking dazed, motherfucking look of disconnection. Mm. And then you start telling me, Chairman Fred, why don't you just go talk to them and try to make, oh, you want me to do a magic trick for the motherfucker who got six generations of motherfuckers? The guy that was with Jill Scott, he found a man in her household with five motherfucking generations.
Damn.
Oh, it's common in the motherfuckers. Oh, it's common in the motherfuckers. Yeah. Both of us draw the foregone conclusion. See, let's say words like you, daddy, my mom. Motherfuckers draw the foregone conclusion. It's like motherfuckers say, man, I'm gonna drive such such. Average motherfuckers, a lot of foregone conclusions first got life, so they know how to drive. You know what I'm saying? You go to a place, motherfuckers say, man, I'm going to get a drink. You may think they took my water. But you got, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You don't, that's an arrogance. You don't, hold on. You don't know what, you have to take into account. You don't know what a person has to suffice with or their background or lineage.
Yeah.
It's got somebody, and then also with the ecosystem, what they got to deal with. You come in, motherfucker, yeah, woo, we man. I know. Think about people. He's talking, and I was at an event one time, and a young lady had said to Cassandra Greer, whose husband was murdered in Cook County Jail, Tanya said, Cassandra said, so why we just do blah, blah, blah? And Tanya said, you think everybody going to move, they'll move like that. And I started laughing. I said, Cassandra, you do be thinking that. I said Nicholas Lee was not the first person or only person under Sheriff Tom Darden, who's been there 15 years, they locked up in Cook County Jail.
Yeah.
However, when I seen her out there with that poster in the freezing cold, this is common. This is the modus operandi of locking us up. I think the chairman Fred, I'm the only person whose father has been murdered by the system, by this government. I have no false impression of that. I'm clear it's done in a graphic way. I know this system, they try to kill or they do kill all of our fathers in one way or another. Kill them. Throw them away, lock them up, not all of them, most of them, string them out, hang them up, you know what I'm saying? But to have opportunity. Heighten the consciousness and see clarity as a motherfucker. A lot of people, my guy Arheem, he said, Chad, was they clear? Even in defeat. See, they tried to get the stones to take out the prayer. They was unsuccessful. But the government, yeah, yeah. The device stones do it. The government was unsuccessful. Heighten the contradictions, goddammit. Where them motherfuckers had to come in their uniforms. Cut all the lights up on the west side of Chicago. Send them young cats out to win a retreat. See, of an assassination that people, they want to water it down. You know what I'm saying? Listen, some people go to the police kill Fred. No, the U.S. government assassinated Chairman Fred, assassinated the Fifth Amendment Clark. You know what I'm saying? The up the motherfucking ante. Even in defeat. But if nothing else, I have a clarity. I was having a discussion earlier today. I said, I'm watching some of the episodes of the Bumpy Johnson thing. He did. And I was explaining to Sister Early. I said, even listen to this movie, they twist and turn. I was going to say, for example, I said, Bumpy Johnson, Ellsworth Bumpy Johnson was not with putting the dope in the community. You know what I'm saying? The numbers, rack and some other things he did. He, now the movie, if you notice, you can read between the lines. When he came back from jail, his brother told me, he said, man, I was taking a juvenile detention in mid-1969. When I got out of jail in 1970, I did not believe Madison and California was the same place. They had the fastest channel. They flooded you with dope. See, that's how you can look at certain things. You want to, this sister told me, she said, I was talking to such one of these hustlers in Chicago, one of these poverty pimps. She said, he asked her, what do Channel Fred do? And she said she was offended. She was explaining. I said, you ain't got to touch on the shit I do. I said, matter of fact, you can tell I'm in the country. I said, I'm going to Pluto some motherfucking well. I said, let me say something. She said, well, you know, I said, no. He's capable of understanding what I do. See, we got to come to grip at. Now, this is the organizer telling you this here. Some people, they cannot relate to it. They are incapable. A woman can never explain to me or any other man with childbirth or she can give me to respect it.
Yeah.
So, what do you have? You know, help you rub your leg, whatever. Ain't no, I understand what you're going through. What, man? No. That's the real world. Some cats could never let me understand the significance of that of serving the people. And we got to come to grips with that. It ain't in them. They can do the deal is it was a climb, a revolutionary period, motherfuckers from dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Points of unity. And that's called a real motherfucking world. And that's what we invite. Back to the thing with Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnson. I was saying to the sisters, I see did this here. It's a party now. Well, the Italian mafioso said, listen, you ain't got to pay us that bread, but you just join on with us. And they showed his wife, everybody, like, man, from his guys, say, man, Bumpy, man, we don't want to, they got more guys than us, you know what I'm saying, with the war, let's work that out. And his characters say this, I can relate to Bumpy Johnson saying, so he said, them motherfuckers see Harlem as a cotton field, a plantation, and want me to be out here, you know, pick up. He said, I ain't going. He said, we ain't going. He said, man, I don't know how this is going to work out. Get the, I don't even pay them their bread. Well, I tell people around me, like, man, let's debate. I don't know. But self-determination on our own terms?
Yes, sir.
After you see all these poverty pills went around, they get all the finance, they get all the clean and gold. No, you won't have that here. One motherfucking thing, two things. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Self-determination. Yeah. And when we say the title, yes, Sam and Fred, you know what I'm saying? That's so Franco. It's not ego tripping. It's some, a lot of people, the only thing they can hear Chairman is rules of order, rifle. No. This ain't that. See, people say it was party. They was able to take them out of their tongue, read France and all, and make it applicable to our community. A lot of organizations, they are parents for, it creates a potential culture class. Yeah, we have different cultures. We don't want to hear that. I know we all part of the same race, human race, kumbaya. Yeah, sounds good. Now, coming from Utopia, this is the motherfucking real world. Yeah, culture, different cultures. In Ghana. The brother is cooking food. He's explaining the turbo fish, another fish I'm thinking, let me tell it. I know every motherfucking seafood. I'm humble now. What, the turbo fish? He said, oh, yeah. He tells me red snapper like nothing. I get offended. Oh, what's wrong? What you mean? It ain't nothing. Red snapper's a big fish. You know what I'm saying? Like you talk to some people, they be like, "That's my mama church. That's my daddy's church." They defend it.
Yes, sir.
They hold on to it. I'm red snapper. I like red. That's all I'm telling. I'm offended. He said that is. So now we're in Africa. We're talking a world level. But in my mind, that fish in this capacity, red snapper is the business. So now I'm in Ghana talking to a professional chef. This dude is in books and magazines. I'm offended.
Yes, sir.
He's telling me, man, red. So I'm like, man, really ain't nothing you talk about, man. You know, red, what? But shit, much red snapper, because you got me. You offended me. He kept on talking. He said, "Lee, the turbo fish, it calls such and such, you know." He said, "This." He said, "The turbo fish, this how they pay." He said, it's a great fish. He said, however, by me being from the Congo, my palate does not agree with it. The brothers here from Ghana, their palate agrees with it. So I'm looking at them to see if they're going to get offended. Ain't nobody going to get offended. Ain't no slight, no disrespect taken. And that's the dynamic of acknowledging contradiction. He's acknowledged about him being colonized in a certain, you are impacted by who you colonized. There's a difference between the south side and the west side of Chicago. The real world. To acknowledge contradiction. To acknowledge it. Not just, I'm better than you with a different, that we different. Fucking identical twins have difference. Yeah. To acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? That brother say, man, I'm from the Congo. My palate, your food, your taste, all the, man, what you, your definitions of beauty, all that. The Haiti, Cuba. You know what I'm saying? We all black people together. No, there are differences. And more than that, man, don't flatter yourself. You ain't got, man, you are impacted by who. You are, why you think in Brazil, drum and the dance and the beat, you play with they're Aquariuses? It's because the Portuguese never made the drum illegal. the drama is illegal in North America. Yeah. See, laws, listen, your children that was born during the coronavirus, the pandemic, whatever child, that child is different on how it don't touch or not been touched. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the ones the Virgos, the ones the Capricorn. Yes. To come in a climate, to be born at a time where it wasn't to even have interaction. I'm telling you, a child growing up in the city of Chicago with an organizational structure was destabilized is a different child. Okay, one day he's telling me about he in one street organization. I laughed. He said, "This is so funny." I said, it was destabilized when you was even born, Jack.
Hmm.
It's a different child. It's reality. We got to go call us in queue.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Callers, you got to press 1. Press 1 to get in. Super Tuesday. You know, a lot of people ain't think about this shit no more. Super Tuesday, you know, they say it came down to your choices of Trump and Biden. So back at it again. And I sympathize with you all.
Free them all.
Yes, go ahead.
We have a call in queue. We have caller 708-701. Free them all.
Hold that call. 1 second. Let me get this on my chest real quick before we get. I sympathize with you all. That's your choices. You know what I'm saying? Biden or Trump. Tom or Jerry. You know what I'm saying? I sympathize with Tom or Jerry. I sympathize. You know, I really do. I'm not being funny. I sympathize with you. You know what I'm saying? If your life is dependent on that's your only choice. I sympathize with you. Okay, call in, Q. Welcome to Free My Radio.
Hey, this is Bernard Gene Simon.
Say it again, one more time, caller. Who is it again?
This is Bernard Gene Simon, Elijah's father, good friend of yours.
Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you. Right on. I want to do it. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let me chop my phone. My phone kind of died. Outlet. Thank you for calling in. Yes. We were talking about welcome to Free 'Em All Radio. Give
yes,
us a little
thank
background
you for
who you
me.
Are. While I'm...
Well, this, again, this, my name is... my name is Bernard Jean Simon. I'm a descendant of second generation of Haitians here in the United States. And I'd like to first thank you for allowing me to come on your show. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Hampton. Kudos to your father and all. He was a real warrior for the struggle. But I want to come in and say that you're spot on about Haiti. Haiti is a very, very powerful history and culture. And as a result,
yes. You
know the man is not going to allow that spirit to overtake, you know, the people that they rely on to eat. And it's
yes. Important
that everybody understands that this is not about race. This is about power. And Haiti has the second largest source of iridium in the globe, second only to South Africa. So if you wonder why
explain what iridium is, if you can, my brother, for the audience, you can say what that is, please.
Iridium is a precious metal. It's a mineral. It's a natural resource to Haiti. It's organic to Haiti. What iridium is, just to give you context on how powerful iridium can be, it is one of the main precious metals needed to make batteries, in particular cell phone batteries. So if you know the billion-dollar industry of cell phones, and in order to make these cell phones, you would need a natural resource of which you're already paying a premium for in other countries. And Haiti, being destabilized, and that's not by accident, that is by design, they're destabilized. So now you basically have gold for the taking. These colonizers see that, they understand that, and this is what they do. This is a natural system that they do. First thing they do, they will dismiss your complaints, your grievances. Then they will demonize you, and then eventually they're going to destroy you. And that is what your father, the warrior, or the chairman, I should say, that's what he was. He just, they first they tried to dismiss him, then they tried to discredit him, and then they demonized him, and ultimately they destroyed him. And that has always been their main mantra with everything that they have done since the beginning of the colonization in every continent on the globe. That is how these monsters operate. It's important that your callers and all of your folks understand thoroughly exactly what Haiti is. When they say coupe tête boule kai, that translates loosely to cut off heads and burn villages. This is the only way you deal with these monsters. You do not negotiate with them. You do not have discussions with them. They have no intent of doing anything other than to control who we are, our resources, so they can continue their globalization. So I think the key word that you touched on that was very, very important, that not enough of our people truly understand the term of self-determination. There's a reason why there's no black country on the planet that is able to self-determinate. They're only allowed to operate what they operate. So right now, when you see a country like Kenya offering to provide police security, first of all, they're not gangs running Haiti. That's a lie that the media is portraying. Those gangs that they're talking about were nothing more than the Fred Hamptons of today. Those are the people who took up arms, who have decided to no longer rely on government, to no longer rely on police, to be able to self-determinate for their own country, for their own fellow men. Now, the media calls them gangs. The media calls them thugs. But again, this is part of the discrediting process. First, they dismiss our complaints. Then they discredit.
Yes.
Then they demonize. Then they destroy. So this is all the process that we're going through. So keep in mind that this is a power move. It's a power struggle. They're not gangs running the country. These are people who have been disenfranchised to the point where they're taking up their own arms. This is no different than January 6th in the United States when we saw the act of January 6th. Now, of course, when white people do it, they're just patriots. But when we do it, we're thugs, we're gang members.
Yeah.
All right? And so you really have to educate ourselves, your callers, your listeners, you know, all of your network, really educate yourself on the power struggle that it is. It's not about race. Let's leave race out of it. It's a power struggle. So if you knew you were dealing with the people that were smarter than you, stronger than you, faster than you, and you knew you were living amongst these people, you would be a fool to let us self-determinate. Because for us to self-determinate, knowing that we are physically superior, intellectually superior, spiritually superior, we civilized these colonizers. They didn't even know how to bathe themselves before they came into our world. So you have to really understand that this is a matter of power. They have to keep us in a position, in a weak position. They have to destabilize Haiti. Do you think these colonizers are going to allow Haiti and its rich history to be duplicated anywhere else in the world? Haiti destroyed and beat the French.
That's
the
what
English,
they got to keep.
Exactly.
The French.
Haiti destroyed.
They shook them up to this man. Shook them up.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is how they operate. Now, when my son told me that he met you, I was kind of floored. I couldn't believe my son down and explained to him exactly where you come from. You see what I'm saying? And the stock that of which you come from, that you are literally revolutionary royalty. You know what I'm saying? Your bloodline is that Fred Hampton spirit. If we can duplicate that anywhere, it's a threat. It's a threat to those who do us no good. So I say again,
Yes.
The spirit of Haiti is no different than the spirit of the revolution that your father pioneered. And these people that they call thugs, this call for security is nothing more than the cops who murdered, you know, from your father and everybody else who fought in the struggle. They're no different. But now they're calling Kenya to come in and provide this resource.
Yes.
And it's a horrible thing because, believe me, there's no way, there's a reason why there's no black country that's able to help another black country, either financially, militarily. There is no black country that is allowed to help another country.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that.
Allowed.
Keep in mind. Keep in mind, Africa is still the number one resource-rich continent on the globe. Africa does not need any other continent to survive. Any other continent to survive. Africa is
the iridium.
Africa is completely self-reliant. Completely self-reliant. It does not need any other continent.
Yes.
Literally speaking, we could literally destroy every other continent and survive just fine. No other continent on the globe can make that claim.
Yes.
Yet at the same time,
we ain't got power.
At the same time, we are not allowed to self-determine.
They come through.
Say that again, man.
All the resources there, without the question of power, we open. We got to deprive that precious entity, the most precious entity of self-determination. Like you said, we get all the resources there. You know what I'm saying? They can't do they batteries, cell phones, diamonds, gold, all that.
And
the root of it. You know what I'm saying?
And keep in mind, iridium. The batteries that they use to the batteries they make out of iridium, that's just a fraction of what iridium can do. To be honest with you, I mean, and just to put it in context,
man,
it's literally like the movie Black Panther. Vibranium, if you watch the movie Black Panther, we're talking about a precious metal. Talking about a precious metal.
That would literally. Man, no doubt about it.
That would literally dominate. The metal is so precious. The metal is so valuable that they would literally have to keep it from the rest of the world. You see what I'm saying? So they
bombard us with Tarzan movies. And you know what I'm saying? Other propaganda. They have us have a disdain for it. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Yes, indeed. It's the way they operate. It's how they're able to move. So, and this is what bothers me, and this is the difference between black consciousness and people who are really ready for the revolution. That was the difference between politicians and your father. Your father was a warrior. He wasn't about all this foolishness, okay?
Yeah.
He was a warrior in this fight. You understand what I'm saying? And he paid the ultimate price for it, but we hope.
He talked to them, walked it. Not that do it. They do a bunch of intellectual masturbation. They have no connection to the people. You know, none.
Absolutely. So we're talking about real revolutionaries. Real revolutionaries. These are people who are ready to take up arms if necessary.
Yes.
That is what they have to destroy. That is what they truly are concerned about. The Congressional Black Caucus hasn't done a damn thing to defend its people from all of this madness. Not a damn thing. So that means that they have been allowed to pretend like they matter. They have been allowed to pretend like they can actually self-determinate.
Yeah.
Okay? But in reality, self-determination comes with show of force. Peace through force. That is what they don't allow us to do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let us play basketball. They'll let us rap. They'll let us buy jewelry. They'll let us buy fancy cars, but try to go buy a hospital for your people. Try to go buy farmland for your people. Try to build a military for your people. And then you'll see.
And not just a hospital. And not just a hospital or a military or even a gun. The politics of that connection of people. See what I'm saying? I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm so glad you called in. And that dynamic, you know what I'm saying? They can feel it. You know, they like, you can look at throughout the United States. Every time the law has come down about the gun law, it's been in response to some historical transformation, legislation in regards to black people. The Emancipation Proclamation, all of a sudden, they come, you know what I'm saying? The gun laws, the Mumford Act. You know what I'm saying? About, you know, 1997, the Panther Party marched to the state capitol, you know what I'm saying, Sacramento,
yes,
May
yes.
2nd, 1967. And to be not just emotional or reactionary ways, but armed with a politic, you know what I'm saying? And then add to that, to make that connection to our people, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say they fight us, but they fight in the way, you know what I'm saying? They fight the way the oppressors fight. See, a lot of these groups, they
exactly.
tell them, okay, this is your borderline, and now you can talk politics.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That even the way you think being self-determined, it's a whole. They can smell it. They
exactly.
They can smell it. You know?
Let me give you an example.
A lot of people they can't even relate. Haiti can be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me give you a perfect example, Chairman. Let me give an example.
But
just these past couple of summers, we were dealing with
yes.
the whole.
Yes,
with the whole situation with the kneeling on the neck. Of this brother, okay, and everybody protested, right? And then the NFL showed you who they were. The NFL told you, if
yeah.
you kneel down during my game for this,
yeah.
I'm going to show you that this is not your platform to do that with. And they even made
yeah.
comments like,
yeah.
we can't let the prisoners run the yard. Just to give you an idea how they think about those millionaires who are playing football. Keep in mind, these are millionaires that they're treating like this, that they are basically emasculating on live television. Okay? Millionaires
no
now. So when
yeah.
so when the
yeah.
point came to
yeah.
where we were protesting and we got all hot and bothered, they allowed us to protest. And what did they do to shut us up? They let Jay-Z come in and perform a halftime show.
Yeah.
And we up here crip walking, watching the Super Bowl. They making their money, and we forgot all about the fact that Colin Kaepernick still can't play football. We forgot all about all that stuff. And now they're allowing football players to take a knee for Israel. Now, see, you got to understand how these people truly treat us, how they truly see us. I don't give a damn how many football players are on the football field. If you don't own the land that you play football in, you're just another slave. If you can't own a team, but yet your labor is 80% black, and you ain't got a single brother in the owner's box, it's slavery all over again. It's the same situation.
And you know, hey, speaking, you know what I do? Hey, countries would leave out to go take over other countries. The Romans, the Roman government would say they had a term called increase the game. To entertain the people more so they don't uprise. I think that's well for some people. That's that. And the empire say, no, increase the gang, pay more. If you go back and look at how the uprising started happening around George Floyd and others, that was during COVID. They were no entertainers out there. They couldn't come out there and put people back to sleep. So everything is political. Back in that movie, 12 Years a Slave, they snatched that sister's baby. Throw that dude that violin, play that damn violin, entertain him. You know what I'm saying? And so we have
yeah,
look at everything,
it's
you know what I'm saying, politically. You know what I'm saying? Words, terms, strategy, and music, everything.
Yeah, it's a power structure. It's a power structure. So we have to elevate our minds and forget about race. This is no longer civil rights. We're not talking about race. We're talking about the power structure. Even your father understood that this was bigger than race. This is about power. And when your father started unifying the people, not just the blacks in Chicago, but he was unifying, you know what I'm saying, the liberal whites. They were unifying unions. They were unifying the middle class. That's when he became a real threat to the struggle, and that's when they had to eliminate him. And see, and this is what we need to understand.
This is what we have to understand as a people.
Yeah, and we can walk in two gum at the same time. We can still acknowledge, you know, saying, who we are. You know what I'm saying? Without giving, like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? See, we're to believe that everything is like, for example, one of the things when they try to get the Panthers to go against the Stones, when Chairman Fred was going to meet with T. Lee, they made contradictions. You know what I'm saying? They listen. Say, well, Stones, we about the people about making money. That does, so Chairman Fred, they acknowledge, I said, what points of unity can they work with? You know what I'm saying? These race and class are that exist. You know, they exist. And the deal is, like that, you come, even if we're just talking medically speaking, there's certain things that, like, I was in struggles from the other day by Bob Marley. I said, listen, man, the type of cancer they said he had, they said it's even rare for white people. You know what I'm saying? They say that it's a real few people, them people in the White Mountains. They'll say, so it's certain, I say, that's why I they assassinated him. You know what I'm saying? I was having a discussion one other day. And so even we can come in, a lot of times this system gets us called an absolute. Well, you can't acknowledge this or this. No, we can. I tell you, we are realists. We're not racist. We acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's something that I say, it's a top tool that capitalism uses. I say when the police when you listen on the police radio, they say a black male, black. You know what I'm saying? And that dynamic is something that we got to acknowledge, but not become subjected to it. Because a lot of times people come in the door, it's like a lot of people say, well, I'm not gonna talk to my daughter about sex. I say, okay, somebody's gonna talk to her about it. You know what I'm saying? Do we need to beat them too much? We have to acknowledge it, but not. Not be called with this sort of elementary assessment or reactionary response about race. You know what I'm saying? So we can do it. Every policy they come with, I don't care if it's the cell phones, they take into account your zip code, your last name, you know what I'm saying? All these different dynamics.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, certain things that different cultures exist. Okay, it's things that, see, I tell you, like Puffy Combs. They went through Sean Puffy Combs' lineage. There was no example of slavery in this lineage. People say, I can't. I said, yeah. They couldn't find out no slaves in this lineage. I said, man, they weren't shooting dice and they put this punk in place. You know what I'm saying? I said, then they get him around there who has no connections. You know what I'm saying? It's an open slate. You know what I'm saying? Then they turn into a coach of Clyde Davis and them. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, most often you get coached when he got black skin. He's incapable of connecting to the black community. It's certain things that I tell people, say some of these so-called organizers. I say, look at them. They cannot connect to the black community if they wanted to. It is your culture. You know, even with the Irish community, Bailey had a different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? The working, the blue collar, the white collar. You know what I'm saying? He was they played up there. So we had to come in acknowledging it, but not having an elementary assessment to it. You know what I'm saying? To come in, our music and certain things that we connect to, we can acknowledge that, but you know what I'm saying? But again, being very clear that we have to be armed with something so sophisticated. You know what I'm saying? Again, like it's other countries, other people who are under attack. They at some point they have to draw the line. You see in North Korea, Kim Il-sung made it clear to the U.S. He said, whoa. You're not gonna hit us with no blanket approach about we all Korean. He said the South Koreans are in line with you. In Vietnam, you know what I'm saying? Ho Chi Minh, GR, they do a distinction. I was talking to a sister the death day. I said, you heard of Bumpy Johnson? I think he's a drug dealer or a gang member. I said, whoa. His legacy is not big with a Bumpy Johnson from a Frank Lucas or a Nicky Barnes. I said, Bumpy Johnson prison foul described him as a race conscious, cocky Negro. Well, watch it with the Black Panther Party.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. They don't mind niggas. Their whole system is set up to deal with niggas. Their system is not set up to deal with conscious, politically, economic-minded young black men and women who know the power of self-determination, who understands that they are entitled to self-determination. It ain't something that you ask somebody. If you got to ask somebody to be in self-determination, that means you haven't reached self-determination. if you have to ask somebody if it's okay to do what you want to do in your own country, that means you're not a free people. See, so, we, a lot of times, we associate freedom with money. And they don't understand that you are not a threat to anybody when you're rich. You're only a threat when you have wealth, economic wealth that can change or uplift the people. So I don't care how many Bugattis somebody may have in their driveway. I don't care how many Rolls Royces they got in their driveway. If you can buy and uplift the school system in your community, you ain't shit to me. That's just me. Excuse my friends. I don't mean to speak any foul language on your show. I apologize. But this is the thing that I need to have to address with my own children to make sure that they understand between rich and wealth.
Listen, the Panther Party said profane terms for profane times. So, no,
there
we have no issue with that. Believe me, the profane terms for profane times. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's one of the issues. We keep on euthanizing this and warning this. This stuff hurts. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, you know what I'm saying, man, we're not trying to get the Queen's English, none of that. You know what I'm saying? We had called this out, you know what I'm saying, up front. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in our community? And if someone calls all this phenomenal dialogue we have, if all somebody can see at this whole dialogue is, well, I don't like the way this person did this turn. We clear on that already through the door. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna make their minors. They have an agenda. You know what I'm saying? The deal is, I'm appreciative you calling in. I want to get this other. I got one more call. I want to get in real quick though. But listen, I got the utmost respect for you, your son. I look forward to meeting you face to face. I want you to come. Come on, feel my radio some more with us. You know what I'm saying? Stay connected, brother.
It would be my honor, man. I appreciate the grace you've shown my son. It's a real honor to speak with you, man. And I wish you all the best. You let me know how I can help with the struggle.
Right on. You got my your son got my number. Let's follow up on this ASAP, man. I need you at least, man, especially right now. Come back on with us at least, you know what I'm saying, once you can, we can give this update, because right now, you know what I'm saying, Haiti has been a hot subject, but, you know what I'm saying, these are times we need that political analysis hot up the press, you know, so we want some hot politics and hot food.
Yes, sir. All right, Sherman,
you have
a good night, man. I didn't mean to take up all your time on your show, but
brother, appreciate you, yes, indeed. We on live direct on Freedom Our Radio, y'all. Y'all in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taking history, y'all. Give me I got maybe a 347 call in. Two, give me a heads up. That's the comrade. I know they probably they won't be on my heels to get out of here in a minute. Press one.
Freedom Our Radio,
Mr. Chairman. Call 347-415. I'm trying to get to North Carolina. I don't know for my 347?
347-415, Freedom Our Radio.
Press one.
Yes.
Bring them on. Welcome to my radio. I'm from North Carolina for Mama Ayanna's funeral. Calling Q?
Yes. Fatima and Shiloh is on the line.
Fatima and Shiloh. Welcome to Freedom All Radio. How y'all doing? We on the timeline, but I definitely want to. Shiloh's on the phone. So does she want to tell us what she's calling in for? What we want to talk about? Should I break the ice?
I guess you break the ice, and then she'll come in and talk, I guess.
Now you just back in her place. She's our actual guest on here. Let me say this. Everything is political. Words, terms, fashion, and I always even like, you know, the politics of swimming pools. And I think so. Oh man, what they got to do with politics? But I was recently seeing a situation in Occupy the Zane in South Africa, and we was talking about this white dude was like, these black children, he's fighting, and this is Africa. He was telling these children they couldn't come into the pool. You can Google it. White man in South Africa, they knew, said, they said, something wrong with this picture. How is you telling them you can't come swimming over here? And you look at old images about when people throw acid in the water, white people don't say they want black people to swim in the pool and so on and so forth.
And even that dynamic is changing for as a child. And as a child, one of the major 12 years old, seeing that there was no swimming pool facilities for black children. And they were, and you know what I'm saying, and one of his classmates told me, she said, man, we were 12 years old. He took these sticks and branches and cardboard, and he went over there and got us to protest. He said the police threw tear gas canisters at him out there. He took the hot tear gas canister and threw it back in the police station, 12 years old. We've been fighting with this, you know what I'm saying, back and forth about the pool in the Maywood, the aquatic center, to get back open. Because I think in 19, go back and Google the history of that being named after him also. The mayor of then gave the last deciding vote, but it's like, you say, what's the significance of this? What's the politics of this, of pools, you know? And let me say, like, the whole, I tell you, you can't have a reactionary assessment or nothing. Like, we make jokes about we don't like going on boats and cruises because the history we have with boats and the boat ride that took us on before. But even the dynamic, you know, of swimming and, you know what I'm saying, and pools, and we'll cut to the chase fast for it. We're going to bring over this now. I've been, you know what I'm saying, I got the word. I'm not going to go into my respect, you know what I'm saying, relationship with her family. I want you to come in objective, in other words, because I got the word about you doing the fundraising and organizing. She's been doing on her own. I like that, too. I think we should have a safety on children and other people. I said safety, man. I said, got your back. But you need to let you get your limbs. You know, so I tell you, I'm Chairman Fred Jr. I didn't grow up in a place and say, oh, that's Chairman Fred after son. You know, so he's gonna be there. He's gonna carry on. He'll be accountable. So I've been hearing about the work that you've been doing. About raising the funds and getting, the work you're doing with the swimming pool. And that's not a popular community about swimming. None of that. And I've seen some of the footage. I've seen you in these competitions. When I see the politics or something, like, you go someplace where they're not your peers there. You know what I'm saying? That's something different. And we really want to, like, you know, make something that's a common conversation about swimming. And I'm hearing this the great moves you're doing, Shiloh. So I welcome you to Free My World. I thank you for coming up out of the water for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Come on land and talk to us, because the footage, I make a joke about you. I say, that's damn, but she live in water. And I think it's also a time, too, where we can never forget, I use an example that in Montgomery, Alabama, that little man was swimming, you know what I'm saying? And that inspired us, number reason. Not, you know what I'm saying, he went, you know what I'm saying, when they went over there, Montgomery All-Stars, to see him, I mean, like, the swimming, I think that shocked a lot of us, including myself, you know what I'm saying? And to come up out of that water and get down like he did. You know what I'm saying? And we need to see stuff that's applicable to our people. So with that being said, Shiloh, welcome to our radio on the Free of Mind Radio. What you know? Tell me a little about yourself. What's going on? And what's the program you're working on now? You know what I'm saying? How can we be of assistance?
Thank you for having me. My name is Shiloh, and I'm 16. Simply, this non-for-profit is just to understand the impact of drowning and to help for the black and brown community, especially at this pool that we're going to be at. It has historical about our people, and I really just wanted to share my love for swimming. I've been swimming for around 11 years. I started when I was 6 competitively. Right now, we're trying to just move this forward and get as quick as possible how many students we need and want to help, because the impact of black and brown people not swimming is very bad. And truly, I just really want to see people like me start swimming again and see more of us. I've been on a private team for 12 years about, and I'm the only black person, the only dark skin on my team. So seeing us would make a great impact. Right now, we're working on going to Brown University, and we have a swim meet. So I'm very impactful on my team. I'm one of our head swim coaches. Also, I do want to address with the black and brown people of swim caps and just help everyone. and just simply just make sure everyone of culture is more safer in the water.
Right on. You said you've been swimming since you've been competitively since you say 6 years old.
Yes, I've been competing since I was six. Started swimming or got thrown in the water when I was two, but competitive swimming at six.
Wow. Let me ask you this. I know they say like a baby, like, you know, because you know you look at it, you know, logically they, you know, they say babies, you know what I'm saying, it's like literally just throw them in the water and they can you know get right into it. But again, we like there's nothing to reinforce our connection with swimming. Like you know the climb. So what drove you and what drives you to still, you know what I'm saying, to engage in this? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know sometimes it's not a common conversation with your peers. What's a driving force with that? Like, are there some people that you looked up to that you say, I want to swim like this person, or I can relate to this person? What drives you with that?
To go back on your first question, yes, I do kind of believe in having little kids and babies swim when they're younger, just with professional help and make sure everyone is safe. A little background story on me is that I was thrown in the water by my grandma at two, and she was like, this kid is going to be a swimmer, and then I've always been a swimmer. To go on your second point, I think what drives me is really just me and my swim members. Not an easy sport. Again, I'm the only one there, too, so.
You still there? Hello? You good? You still there?
She's there, but it's like they lost service or something. But the call's still there.
Okay. Maybe if you can hear us. If you can hear us, if you can. Is she going? Okay. I want to get you back on also, as other sister I talked to recently. I want to go in depth with this politics of swimming and a lot of people also. But text me the GoFundMe, because like you said, you some of the things about the swim caps and everything. And I for our people. We're not racist, but we're realists. And like even our culture, I mean it's a case in Florida right now with a brother, his dreadlocks. They told me he can't wear his dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm.
They brought all the laws, the Crown Act saying he can, you know, saying legally he can wear it. But they saying that you even trying to keep it's tied up. Different cultures,
yeah,
just acknowledge this. You know what I'm saying? And this impacts,
absolutely,
fashion, hair, how we build, mm-hmm, each other, all of that. And so we can't be shy of saying, well, I don't want to say that in the film. No, I mean, I like that brother said, the fish tastes different to me because I'm from the Congo and they're from Ghana. It tastes different. So even this,
mm-hmm,
dynamic of, you know what I'm saying, stuff is in the movie industry. I'm sure my sister Fatima don't listen about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the movie industry, they say, well, you say the man went to the store. It's a given. You're talking about a white man. If you want to distinguish, you got to add some sort, you know, black man, Puerto Rican man. But it's,
mm-hmm,
a given. So when you talk about these headgears, it's like a given, the gear, all that. So I want to get this.
Yeah.
I want to stress the significance about this, about the gear,
mm-hmm,
everything this,
yeah,
is doing. And again, a lot of times, we fortunate to have, you know, since 16 years old, you know what I'm saying? And I, like I say, mm-hmm, and I think about a mother for team. I laugh, I can hear in the video, just when I see her, Venus and Serena, Williams, being loud, and, you know what I'm saying, or in an arena where, you know, mm-hmm. the friend is looking like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? Being
yeah.
that long to have that, want to mm-hmm. back up, hey, you know what I'm saying, get that out of, we got some more plans, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to let it out the bag yet, though. But I want to make sure I get that out. I need that GoFundMe, you know what I'm saying? I need that. We need that GoFundMe.
Want to add, if I can, as the mother kind of being in the trenches with her for all of those years, going in and out of swim meets, and not only myself, just her whole village, we pack out the stadium. But the swim caps, I just wanted to touch on that because that has been a growing concern throughout the years. Just one in addition, when we talk about the supplies to have a child in the water, you know, the goggles, the head caps, all of those things, suits. That's a challenge, right? It's a challenge for kids, if they're interested in swimming, to actually have all the supplies needed to not only compete, but just to be able to swim. And a lot of public pools is mandatory to have caps on. And then, again, with our children, if you have crowns, the average cap is not does not accommodate our hair. So for my daughter, throughout mm-hmm. the years, she was swimming with braids, right? So she had braids and mm-hmm. swimming on an all-white team and swimming at meets that majority of was white. And no one understood that, right? And I wasn't an average swimmer at all. So I was coming into sport not understanding what to do. And she was swimming with caps, and in the middle of swim meets, caps, you know, bursting, coming off, all kind of issues. And one of the coaches that was on her team at one point said, you know, she just needs to cut off all her hair, and then she could actually swim. Mm. And this was, you know, years ago. And, you know, I was ready to jump off this, you know, the stadium chair and kind of choke her. But the reality is that I didn't have access to the caps that she needed. I didn't understand there was other caps. And then there was coaches that didn't have the same concerns, right? And they wasn't doing the research for her. So I actually had to do that. And of course, there are, you know, more money than the average cap. So it is, you know, outside of this learning the skill, the survival skills to in water, that she wants to do these clinics and teach other kids how to survive in water. Well, it's also being able to supply the needed things for these children to be comfortable, right, where they can come in the water with their braids, with their, you know, their afros, whatever they have, and be able to be in the water, you know. And it's a big factor. So her GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.
Post this up while she said this. I need y'all repost it. Tag my page.
The name of her non-for-profit is Splash for Life. And she's Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, for, F-O, Life, L-I-F-E. And her name is Shyla.
Splash for Life
is
a non-for-profit.
Yes, that's the non-for-profit. Any donations, they're, you know, a tax write-off. Her goal is to reach 10,000. She's almost halfway there at this point, and she is shooting to see if possibly she can come to Chicago when she has those funds and supply children with swim caps, Splash for Life swim caps, and prizes. The kids would receive backpacks and slides and, you know, slippers and all that kind of stuff, and do clinics with children of all ages from the community where they would be partnered with instructors to learn the fundamentals of surviving in water. So obviously, you know, if it's done over the course of a weekend, they're not going to be maybe, you know, avid swimmers, but we want to at least walk away with them understanding having a love for water in addition to being able to survive in water. Because our kids, unfortunately, in the summer are very high in the death toll of, you know, not knowing how to survive, and they drown throughout the summer. So we want to save some lives and also have some fun with the community.
Right on. And, you know, we again, I think I mentioned earlier the history about even with the pool, so I'm looking down the road too late on. We still go through some battles in regard to make sure that Chairman Fred Hampton, the pool, we try to set us on that. But meantime, between time, another stuff I want to get Earl here, which I want to go in depth with this politics of the pool. And I want to set up some stuff with my I just talked to her. I grew up with her older sister, but she deals with some fools and everything, all that stuff too, though. But I want to connect y'all, and I want to get this happening soon again, because y'all, I mean, everything is intertwined. We talk, you know, what's going on this today. People are bored, what they're going to do, so on and so forth. And, like, even you, like, the response a lot of us get, they tell me, who is not open? There's no lifeguards there. You know what I'm saying? And I be riding past Washington Park, all that so hot. You know what I'm saying? I said, man. And like I say, we want to make it culturally cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Again, we're talking about swimming pools, everything. So we got this young to the 16 years old. Right on. You got to take. She got that post of Splash Heights. That's a novel project. That the GoFundMe too.
GoFundMe, right? And that's the name of the non for profit. So it's on GoFundMe, and I also I'll text you the link to the GoFundMe as well.
Okay. Well, I want to get that up there now. I won't say that now because I also might type that while we online. What's the actual GoFundMe?
So GoFundMe / for life.
GoFundMe / for life. Somebody just posted. I think it's FO, like, you know, and not FOR, FO, / for life. I think it's FO.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, right on. And, yeah, I appreciate her coming out of the water for a few minutes to talk on land, you know, because every time we see the video footage, she's standing in the water swimming, you know, and I want to make sure, I want y'all to repost this, you know what I'm saying, and see what you can, and you guys can support, put this out, you know what I'm saying, hit the phone me, hit it with something, because I've been getting the report that, you know what I'm saying, that even she's been pushing line, even her peers, the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, they throwing 25, 30 yards, stuff like that, though. Quality outweigh quantity, you know what I'm saying? And again, we fighting for the minds of hearts of the panther parties. We fighting for the minds of the people in general. But again, like, you know what I'm saying, that dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's a bad stage in the game, you know what I'm saying? Especially, I see a lot of these youngsters, I told them, it's a battle, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll be innovative and trying to figure out ways. We can up the ante, but then when they come with ways and say, "No, this month I'm already doing this." Okay, how can we support? We back your plate. How can we tweak it? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But again, having that safety net around them, not coming in, step on their toes. You know what I'm saying? Man, let them get up, make their mistakes on their own, do their thing. You know what I'm saying? In the water, don't be so quick to jump in. They got it. You know what I'm saying? We got to back. We want to back up play, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We want to back up play. Real. Real talk. Is there any footage of her, like the competitions or something like that? People can find out. Like, is that well?
Excuse me, repeat that question.
Is there any footage of the swim meet or the, you know what I'm saying, or even if it's not with
yes.
you that. People can tell of this, like, how does it go? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does I seen some of the footage, and, you know, it was exciting, just the competition that was going down. Is this something with you or something that people can relate to this and see how, let's see how these swim meets, how they operate?
Yeah. Sure. What I can do is, so Shyla just competed last weekend. I can send you she competed in a group of 92 swimmers from 15 to 22 in the 100 breaststroke. and she charted the first in the swim meet within her age category out of the 92. So I can send you that video so you can just see her competing. That was her last one. And this weekend she'll be swimming with her team Friday and Saturday, so there'll be some new footage as well. But I'll send you that so maybe that can be shared so people can see her swimming. You know, well, she's working hard on, you know, her skill, but most importantly, you know, the kids will probably not be swimming like that. It's, you know, 10 years in making, but it's really about them getting the basic skills, and I'm sure that we can accomplish that, you know, within a day or, you know, over a two-day clinic. However we structure it, if we, you know, are able to come to Chicago and share that with the kids there. Yeah. But definitely I have that footage, and I'll make sure that gets to you.
Right on, right on. Hey, that visual, just seeing that, that's inspiring. Jacob Blake, I just see you. Jacob Blake, are you still on? Get word to our people down in Montgomery, man, down in Montgomery, Alabama. Get word to our people. Tell Tina now, I want to see if we can connect Shiloh with brother Aquaman down there. He can help become like a, you know, everybody knows Aquaman down there. He swam through that water. So we can, so we want to do Chicago. And we want to hit all the places, but I want Chicago and Montgomery, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? If I can get because see, sometimes you need that symbolism. We want to make this culturally cool about this swimming, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I can do enough to survive, like, you know what I'm saying, the basic stuff, you know. But I'm down, you know what I'm saying, some of the adults, you know, so we go check it out too. But again, we're going to get them youngsters ready, y'all, because again, we know it's going to be a hot summer, man. All, you know, we all got, you know, so Chicago, you know, so we're going to talk about already, you know what I'm saying, the weather ain't even broke yet. And, you know, how the old saying go, idle mind, playground for the devil, you dig? And we want, you know what I'm saying, to get some, you know what I'm saying, innovative tactics to get, you know what I'm saying, get them involved, you know, man. The swimming thing is a phenomenal move. So, again, I commend you, sis. I commend her, you know what I'm saying, commend the fam. You know what I'm saying? Again, I wanted her to come in objectively. I got love, respect for you, you, her, the entire family. But, again, we're proud of her and looking forward to moving forward this year. I need y'all to reshare that GoFundMe. And tap in what you can, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's inspirational. Right on. Any closing?
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, anywhere. I want to get you back on deck with this. I can't remember. I got an idea already. So within the next week or two, I want to really go in depth with this whole, like, the swimming thing. I'm taking more in depth with this here. So go in the corner, get a shot of water, and come on back out for the next round of swimming, you know?
Yeah. That's what she's actually ready to get in the bag because she just came from swimming. She's got to do it all again tomorrow morning.
Well, you tell her, she did it. Hey, great job. Continue what you do. We're going to follow up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She's welcome on here anytime, anywhere. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Well, we live and direct. Anytime, anywhere, my sister. Appreciate you and the family.
Okay.
Y'all repost that. Y'all go repost this episode. It was good to be back. I've been gone for a while. I'm still getting together with my technology. I'm supposed to have my phone coming in. But this, you know, we're working it out, though. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, keep your eyes on this place. I'm supposed to be in North Carolina tomorrow. Hold on. No. Saturday. For the services of Mamayana, so I don't know what's the state. The airplane tickets is crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? So, any of my buddy pass connects, y'all, you know, don't hesitate. Reach out to me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know they do buddy passes no more. I try and get the Mamayana. But again, it's been an honor. Keep your heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. What's it called? Free them all. Who we got to take us out? Who we got to take us out with? Oh, Aaron Hayes, y'all. Man, long Aaron Councilman Aries again. Y'all know Eric, Council Eric. I had commented to Brother George yesterday. I seen Brother George. I said, George, you don't know who Eric Mays is? He said, no. I said, man, listen, man. Council Eric. And I struggled with other guys. And I said, he passed away. I said, no, they took him out. They said, well, he had a heart attack. I said, even if it's a heart attack. That man, they took him out. Google Councilman Eric Mays, man, Flint, Michigan. Man, they, man, this age. Well, nothing nice, man. Yeah, they took him out. Councilman Eric Mays, y'all. tap in on him. Another little Fremont Radio. What we got? I wish we had like a clip of him speaking to go out with. What we got to come ready to take us out with?
Well, you can probably get an idea, but what I had in mind was everything they owe. The show just inspired me so.
Oh, right on. Haiti, Cooper Top, Cooler K.
Imagine if you could go back. Actually, talk to the motherfuckers that came. I mean, the first motherfuckers that came in the slave.
Excuse me.
No.
Back to everything you owe, no longer oppressed, cause now we overflow those that placed us in this rotten mess. Let the real strategy and pick out enemies blind. Who stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of wild. Not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship, cause once I rip your whole shit is sinking. Supreme ideology you claim to hold, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, child, black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows, babies. Even your babies can produce and buy a picture of life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope, quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek, we must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode, but supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your night. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was them and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, but you say fool. Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Well, I survive as God watching. I grab his hat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it is, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bed. Told the judge it was self-defense, but he won't lift it. So I'm bumping into federal prison, giving everything I